This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey guys, it's Lo, and welcome to another episode of Lady Lovin'. It's Monday morning. What's up?
It is. We actually, Lo and I recorded this episode yesterday.
But they wanted to wait for me to come back.
Well, actually, no. Then we... The computer didn't record it. So we're re-recording this episode. And now, since Greta's home from her acting tour of Los Angeles, we are able to have her.
Wait, you guys, do you want to know what I did on my tour of LA?
Yeah, let's hear.
I went to an audition and I had to sing 16 bars, which like I haven't done since high school. So for those of you that don't know what that is, when you're like a singer specifically, it's like really applies to musical theater and like anything, musical theater, I would
say. What kind of show was this?
I auditioned for My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Oh, that's fun. Oh.
Yeah. So
that lead in that show reminds me of my cousin.
Rachel Bloom.
She was a YouTube star and then she turned it into a TV show and won an Emmy. Wow.
She was an NYUer who knows Bowen Yang very well.
Oh, he was on our show.
Great.
But I like go into this audition and I legitimately have not sung. Like I haven't sung in an audition in, I don't, in like 10 years, like maybe 12 years, yeah. Honestly. And I'm like sitting there with all of these like girls that are like, la, 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 like doing vocal warm-ups and shit. And I'm just like, what are you guys singing? And one of them is like, I'm singing like Daddy No from Les Mis. And like, I'm singing like Mama, Can You Hear Me from Spring Awakening. And I'm just like,
what did you sing?
Shit.
Did you sing Rihanna?
I should be like, oh, Nana, what's me? Like,
I'm singing Umbrella by Rihanna.
I should have, honestly. No, I ended up singing, it's like mad corny what I sang, but I sung At Last by Etta James.
That's nice.
Well, because I have a jazz voice.
You have like a Diana.
Oh, yes,
can
girl.
Can we get you your version of this?
Let's hear your 16 bars.
Oh, no,
you
guys.
Have a Diana Aragon. What was her last name?
Aragon. I know who you're talking about.
She has like a very jazz voice.
Yes.
It's beautiful. But so I feel like you have that kind of voice.
Yeah. So I wanted to sing a jazz song that showed off my vocal range.
Cool.
Anyway, so I sung it and it was very funny.
Great. We're happy to have
and
you
And I didn't
back.
Book, in case you guys are wondering.
Did you wear like vintage, like ripped Levi's singing like At Last in your like normal outfit, or were you like in a full look?
I was in a look, but I was in like a Greta look, but I wasn't wearing like a ripped Levi's look.
Normally Greta wears ripped Gregory? Levi's.
What?
Did you go as Gregory?
I should have gone as Gregory.
You should have.
I should have been like, hold on, let me just pop on my wig and just have, like done it.
I would have loved that.
Yeah. So that was the highlight from my trip.
Well, we're happy you're back.
We are.
I'm happy to be back. Oh, wait, one more highlight. Saw James Franco in person. So hot.
Was Lo he in
saw
your
him
bushes
once.
Smoking a doobie?
No, he wasn't. He was exiting a restaurant that I was entering. Mm. And at first I was like, oh, shit, who's that hot ass guy? And then I was like, oh, damn, that's James Franco.
You guys,
he's so fucking hot.
That happened to me on last Thursday night.
With whom?
Jimmy Fallon.
He's hot.
I was literally at this restaurant and I kind of like look up and this guy looks up and we make eye contact and I'm like, that man's hot. And then I'm like, oh, that's Jimmy Fallon. I'm like, this is now awkward.
Oh, that's Jimmy
like,
Fallon.
I guess I'll drink more of my wine now.
I love that.
Yeah.
I played Flip Cup against Jimmy Fallon once.
Great.
Did Have you I never win? Told you that story?
No.
Because my cousin works on The Daily Show, and they do these like softball tournaments. All the late night shows do like softball tournaments against each other. And then afterward, they go out drinking, and then...
What's the point of a softball tournament against each other? People love that. They're like, fraternities do it, and like
a lot of people,
companies
like,
do it.
Companies,
I don't get it. Why?
Someone asked me if I wanted to join
their
kickball
team. Can't we just go home
team.
And watch TV? Like, why do we need to do that?
That's what I'm trying to do, but people want to socialize.
I don't know. I'd rather just go to the gym by myself and then watch my shows.
I also don't want to have like Brenda from like Cubicle 3 rail me in the head with a ball, which is like what would ultimately end up happening.
I play softball.
Softball? No. I played softball actually freshman year of high school because they like made us do a third sport. And I never hit, I like, you know that, what's that term where DH or something where you like don't.
Like
know.
The dis-
double headers?
No, I have to like, I wasn't able to like hit the ball because I was too afraid of the ball flying at my face. So every time it was my turn to bat, like I got to skip it. And it's like some term where they like, where you get to skip it. It's like, I think it was called DH.
The
but like,
designated
who knows.
Hitter.
No, maybe it wasn't called.
She's not the designated hitter
came in for you.
Oh yeah, I got DH'd or something. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what the term was.
Jilly, one time in my life.
But let me tell you, softball was not for me because I do not want to be like those balls go so fast.
Those balls are hard and big.
Yeah, and like I'm not interested in.
I'm not interested in big hard balls. I'm not interested in any aspect of my life.
Contact sports. Like I like tennis.
I love tennis.
I like tennis or like sports where there's like a divide between us. We don't necessarily need to ever touch.
You guys know I got kicked off of all of my. I got
like so weird.
I got kicked off of all of my team sports because I was too aggressive.
Oh my God.
I wasn't allowed.
I played. Imagine you getting super aggro actually, like on a soccer team.
Yeah, no. So I played indoor soccer for
indoor
like.
Indoor soccer?
Yes, girl. For literally.
Oh, because you grew up in the snow.
At Jellif, this like boys and girls club. And Jellif was a big deal in DC. If you're from DC, you know what I'm talking about. I played indoor soccer and I played literally like 4 minutes of a game and was like throwing bows and just like trying to get chicks out of my way. And I just wanted to win.
You were probably the reason why I
played rugby, like lady rugby.
I could have played lady rugby.
You were probably the reason why I quit soccer because I quit soccer because someone pinched me and I was like, this is not for me.
You would have been that girl that pinched me. No. Pinching is like weird and erotic. Like I'm not pinching. I'm just shoving. I'm just like charging.
That bruise was not erotic. Okay. It was weird, painful. You guys, today we're talking about the fact that we have no chill.
And that the world has no chill.
The world has no chill and we also have no chill.
Yeah.
Today, yeah, it just feels super fucked up. We woke up to this news of Las Vegas. Puerto Rico is just like drowning. Yeah. President Trump doesn't give a fucking shit.
I was happy to see, did you guys see Kim Kardashian tweet at Donald Trump?
No.
It was amazing. She was just like, at Donald Trump, she's like, stop playing golf. Like, stop firing off your dumbass tweets and like do something to like help Puerto Rico.
Did you see that?
Kim K for president.
Honestly, I was like, he donated his golf trophy.
Kim K would probably.
To Puerto Rico.
What the fuck is Puerto? What the fuck?
He's lost his mind. But I didn't want to tell.
Can I say, I think Kim Kardashian would actually be a better president than Donald Trump?
100%.
I do too.
I don't know why. Because Chris would be. Managing that situation, and Chris is a boss, okay?
Chris would be chief of staff.
Yes, but I did want to say, to tell you listeners that we are going to be raising money for Puerto Rico.
The relief fund for the hurricane.
Global Giving. And so we'll be posting that on our Instagrams and Twitters and Facebooks. Yes. So you can find that there because we definitely want to help as much as we can.
I mean, I wish that we could be Jennifer Lopez and donate $1 million.
Yeah, we're not there yet, you guys. But we, you know, but that's the thing. Every little bit
help. Counts. It I does. Know. $1, $2, $5, $10, it all helps. I mean, they're likely going to be, parts of Puerto Rico are going to be without electricity and without running water for potentially a year.
Well, the other sad thing is the schools are not going to be open for a while.
Right.
And that kind of freaks me out a little because I think that people need to stay in school because if you get behind, then it's easier to drop out.
You're not even just like getting behind. It's like if no one has school anywhere, everything, it's like time just freezes and stops and everything stops and there is no economy flowing in there at all.
Exactly. So we need to give as much as we can.
Yes.
And we also have to show the world, guys, that we are not our president.
I know. It's true. Also,
the private sector can do a lot.
It's true.
The private sector. I like that term.
That's what we are. We're the private sector.
I know, but it's just like chic, that term.
The shit with all these shootings is just also too insanity.
Yeah.
It just is remarkable that we just keep waking up to news that is just gut-wrenching.
I mean, I just don't understand why we don't have like more gun control reform at this point. It's just, it's insane.
Yeah. I mean, we could go into so many arguments about like lobbyists and gun control.
I think that we should have someone.
And it just is like, it's not like the founding fathers like there are flaws in our constitution.
Of course. I mean, it's not.
It doesn't allow us to like evolve as a society.
We're not.
It's like we're stuck in time and like.
We're not like batting down the hatches and like needing to like fend for our land. And
by the way, like we have assault rifles now. Like we don't just have like little mom pop, you know.
For sure. Like, I mean, no one should be allowed access to a semi-automatic weapon.
Fire once, like an AR-15.
You shouldn't be able to kill 50 people. You just shot them. Like, that's like honestly insanity. No one needs that type of gun. That gun does not need to be available to the public.
Yeah. And like, sorry, if you like to go hunting, figure it out.
But here's the thing. When you go hunting, you're using a totally different kind of weapon. You're using a rifle. You're not using an assault weapon. Like, it's totally different.
That's a legit,
when you go hunting,
like,
you put in two shells into.
And then you fire. That's how it works.
Yeah. Like a 20 gauge shotgun.
Still, sorry if you have to go hunting. Sorry.
Look, my family, you know, my family on my mom's side are hunters. Like, my uncle has lived on his farm since my uncle's in his late 60s. He's lived on the same farm since he was 19. You've been to the farm.
I went there.
And, like, he hates the NRA. He thinks it's disgusting. He thinks there 1,000% needs to be gun control. And he's a hunter, but, like, for him, it's not about, you know. Also, I would just like to point out, every single thing that he hunts, he eats, and that's like their food for the year.
Right.
So it's not like he doesn't even like trophy hunt.
He's not doing it for sport.
No, he's doing it because they literally live in the middle of nowhere.
But he's not owning a semi-automatic weapon.
No, and people that, like, you know, there are a bunch of gun owners that are fully opposed to people having access to guns like that.
Yeah. Well, in a few days, the news will come out about how this individual got this weapon or these weapons. And in the state of Nevada, it's really easy to get a gun. You can literally walk into Walmart and
buy one
just like this.
Well, you guys, we will
sending our prayers and love to everyone
in Las Vegas and anyone that was affected by that. And now we're going to move on to talking about how we also have no chill in our personal lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have no chill. Jill and I talked about this a lot yesterday.
We did.
And we're just feeling really frustrated and just over it. And
over what specifically?
Like, why do we always have to be the ones that, like, reach out and try to communicate and try to make it work? And, like, can't we ever just be passive and have people,
like, be like the one that are like approaching? Yeah. Wait, so hold on. Let me just clarify. Are we specifically talking about dating?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that. Well, I don't know. I guess I've always never had an issue in the workplace of, like, standing up for myself or being, like, powerful or speaking my mind or doing whatever. I don't know why. It's very weird. I just, like, don't give two fucks when at work.
You're comfortable being assertive at work, and you're comfortable being, you're an assertive friend.
Yeah, I'm definitely that. But sometimes when I'm, like, dating someone, I have no idea, like, how to sort of, you know, say what I want at the right time or without feeling like I'm pushing someone away or too soon. Like, you know what I mean? All these, like, stupid rules that we, like, put on ourselves, or, like, you know, and maybe I pushed him too much, or maybe whatever, you know, or, like, her. It's just, like, I'm over it all, you know?
Yeah.
It's, like, I really would like to try to find a better balance there, and that's, like, something that I'm working on personally, because I do not have that figured out. But Lo and I yesterday were chatting about how, like, obviously, you know, we come on this podcast and we're, like, these, like, high and mighty, like, powerful women, and we're, like, stand up for yourself and do this. But, like, obviously, like, sometimes, like, we, you know, struggle with the same sort of things, obviously, that our listeners email us about. And so, like, kind of just wanted to, like, point that out, that Lo and I right now just have no chill. I don't know how you're feeling, Greta, but
no chill.
I'm feeling
taking,
like,
so many herbal tonics just to find my chill.
Are you feeling the no chill about boys or about dating too?
Yeah.
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 I feel like I just.
I feel like you're good at not having chill. I feel like you've not chill since you came out of the womb.
Yeah, I've never been chill. People, like, especially when I was, like, dating, guys like, confuse being fun with, like, being chill. Do you know what I mean? I'm very fun.
Yeah.
I am not chill. Like, I'm, like, really fun to, like, go on dates with and to, like, hang out with. But when it comes to, like, needing to clarify shit and, like, be really assertive about stuff, like, yeah, I'm not quote unquote chill. I also think it's bullshit that we even need to say I'm not chill. Like, being not chill just means that you just ask for what you want and you want to have a conversation. Well, and you want there to be a clear line of communication. Like, what annoys me is when women specifically feel shame for, like, God forbid, not wanting to live in a gray area.
Yeah.
I'm in the gray area and I want to murder my
life. Because it's like all that you do is you're just like thinking about, if we're talking specifically about dating, you're like thinking about the person, you're wondering why they're not hitting you up or if you should hit them up or if they are thinking about you the way you're thinking about them and what's wrong with you and why is it not like this? And it's just annoying. It's honestly annoying and it's a waste of energy.
It's emotionally crippling is what it is. Like, well, I find that for women, because I've talked to men about this and they're like, oh yeah, like if there's a thing, like I can just put it out of my mind and just go to work and not worry about it for a while.
Yeah.
Like for women, I find that it is all encompassing, like all day long. We're just thinking about these things. It's on our mind. It like affects how we can get through our day.
I think that the one thing that I was also thinking about was just putting things in categories of more black and white. It's like, all of my friends are like reading this book called Attached. And they're like, you have to read this book. Like, it's about like, you're this person and the guy that or girl that you're dating is this person, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I don't know. I'm like over like making excuses for why things don't work out. You know what
I
mean?
I'm over reading self-help books that try to tell me how to live my life. Like, fuck you.
Well, no, I just mean more. It's like sometimes it's just
how I feel.
Sometimes it's like black and white. It's just like, okay, it's not going to work out. You know what I mean? And that's it. I don't need a reason to why it's not going to work out. It's just not working out. Because
I think like sometimes
we get
things
lost.
Yeah, like people search for reasons.
Exactly.
Too much.
Like we search way too much for reasons. We're analyzing every detail. It's like, okay, like this didn't work out. Cool. Like on to the next. And I feel like that's like a very like let go sort of vibe, but I do feel like it's like there's so many things you can get caught up in. Like,
I mean,
I'm this type of person. I have, well, I mean, we even spoke about like the love languages and all that shit, and it's just like, you know what, like it's black and white. You're either gonna be with this person or you're not, and like anything else is like you can sit there and analyze it for years.
Look, I think there are levels to this shit. Like, I think that you can be in a relationship with someone and like it can be not working out and you can like, you know, think about things like, for example, love languages, like as a tool to be like, oh, okay, maybe you're the kind of person that like needs to receive love like through my, you know, in X way. And maybe I'm the person that needs to receive love in Y way. And maybe like this is how we can work on something. So like there's like this sense of like being in a relationship that like needs improvement, because like all relationships need improvement. No relationships are perfect, and relationships take so much fucking work. Like legitimately to have a relationship work past the honeymoon period, which I think is the whole first year of dating. I think the whole first year of dating is like the honeymoon time.
Definitely.
Agree.
That like if you want your relationship to work beyond that point, and I say this mostly to men, to our like four male listeners out there.
Yeah, if you're out there, we're talking to you, like, you four.
So much pressure are put on women to act the way that they first acted when their relationship started. How about a man acts the way the relationship first started after the year? Like, you never hear men being like, you never hear women being like, I just wish Brad would just be like the way he was like when we first started dating. It's always a woman saying that. Like, think about movies and all of this shit. It's like, it's always a man saying that about a woman. And I just think it's bullshit. And I'm just like, if you're in a relationship and you just feel like you don't know what's going on, I don't think there's any problem in being like, yo, what's up? I like you. Do you like me? Should we be doing this? Like,
yeah, I think the thing that really unnerves me is a lack of accountability when somebody says one thing and then does something totally different.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, but that's why they always say you have to think actions, because like,
I understand, but I'm just trying to communicate,
you know, the world.
Things that are making me really fucking pissed off right now.
Well, what's making you pissed?
I don't really want to go into it too much.
Is it just like a communication thing?
Yeah, it's like a dude and a communication issue. And so last night, I sent him a message before I went to bed, like I knew he was already asleep. And I just said, I need you to know that my feelings are hurt and I feel very frustrated by the way that you're treating me.
That's nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did he respond yet?
Yeah, he did this morning.
And was it like a lackadaisical response?
It was like, thanks for communicating that. Like, I'm home. I have strep throat. We can FaceTime later.
I also,
and I'm just like,
this man always has something wrong with him.
Me.
Like, he always has like an ailment or something, a reason why.
I know. You're always out of town. You're always working. You're always sick. Yeah. You're always whatever.
And I love a phone call. I love a phone
call. Honestly, me too. Some people don't. Some people would react. They feel like they're getting like attacked when you call them on the phone.
I think that's insane. It's like, I'm just trying to tell you, I think, especially with Jilly and I communicate so much better over the phone because I can never tell. We are such blunt texters.
Oh my God.
I can never tell tone. Well, you can't tell tone with text.
I have that issue with everyone. I have to call everyone
for about 20 minutes last night and really debated. And finally the light bulb went on and I was like, just tell him how you feel without being a dick about it.
Also, telling someone how you feel is straight up one of the most liberating things you can do.
Yeah, I agree.
And just like
telling someone how you feel without like making accusations or right. saying like you did this to me and like I'm so da 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 da. Like just telling someone how you feel, I think is really powerful because then it like puts. It doesn't only just put the ball in your court, but you're right. It like it liberates you from how you're feeling.
Yeah, and then you're just like, oh, I'm free of this. Like I cannot this isn't eating me alive all day.
Also, so many people say like I'm keeping going. So many people. I'm just like, you know, thinking about the things that I've heard out there in the world. They're like, I can't say this because we're not in a relationship yet and blah, blah, blah. But I fully believe like if you're having sex with someone, you can say whatever you want. I'm sorry, but like you can.
I don't think that there's like, say whatever you want, whenever you want, no matter what.
Exactly. But in terms of like progression of a relationship, like if you've gotten to the point where you're having sex with someone and you're not like technically in a relationship yet, I still believe that you can say whatever you want and there's no
it's the saying whatever you want that gets you into the relationship.
I also think that if you're like, if even if you're not having sex, if you are hanging out with a person consistently, you're in a relationship. Like I'm not fucking my friends, but I'm in relationships with all of them. We all have a relationship with each other.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's a lot of people that think that they can hang out with people and have there be no like emotional consequence. Like there are emotional consequences to hanging out.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying consequences in a bad way. The best ones are when you like fall in love and like find someone that you really like. But dudes need to realize that like hanging out with me is engaging in a relationship with me, whether correct. Or not we're fucking.
Yeah. I always get to the point when I'm dating people like this where it's sort of like I would like to communicate more and there's things that like I need to that I need for myself that and I just like don't do it and then it like fades. And I always wish that I would say something. You know what
I
mean?
I'm writing down that word emotional consequences right now.
Oh,
great. Well, what are you going to do with that word?
I'm emailing to myself.
Quote me.
Quoting Greta. Well, okay, guys, we did get some listener questions.
Should we take a little break and hear a word from our sponsors before we answer some cues?
We have some great sponsors. We're super excited to share them with you. So here they are.
Here they are.
And we are back.
We are back with some beautiful listener questions.
Jilly, hit us with our first cue.
Okay. It's Young Love. Should I take the jump? Also, Greta and Lo, I'm now titling our listener questions.
Great.
Because I think it's really fun.
I also like it when listeners title their questions.
Oh, yeah. Title your questions something spicy. We'll talk about
it. Yes.
So this
one's also helpful in a subject line.
Yes. This one I've titled Young Love. Should I take the jump? We have a beautiful 24-year-old listener from Vancouver. She's a stable job and an amazing boyfriend that she's been with for a year. He just got offered a job in New York, and it's a 2-year commitment. So she's wondering, should I save and move to New York with him, or should we break up? She says he's worth the move. She's never traveled and only just moved out of her parents' house 6 months ago. Mm. She has no idea what she's doing or even the answer she's looking for, but she would so appreciate our thoughts.
Cool.
My thought is move to New York. This is the time to do it. You only get this opportunity a few times in your life where you can really just take the jump. And I think you should take the leap, even if it doesn't work out with your boyfriend. You said you've never moved away from home. Why not, girl? Live.
I agree with Jilly. I think that if you know, you've never left, you've never traveled, you're figuring yourself out, I think moving to a new place is a great way to start that, especially a place like New York where there's just so many people and so much to do and so much to be inspired by and we're opportunities.
Here. And there's so many interesting people that you'll meet here and like just a different way of like thought and life that I think it will just bring you a lot of clarity about what you want.
That being said, I would not move here. I mean, look, if your relationship does work out, that's beautiful. But I would move here for you. I would not move here for him. I would move here because it's something you really want to do, and he so happens to be here too.
Agree. I think that, like, you're writing... Sorry, I'm yelling. I think you're writing the email because you already have this sense that this is something that you want to do. You know what I mean? If you were not interested in coming here or being with him, you wouldn't have even sent us the email.
Yeah.
You would have made your decision and been like, no, I'm staying in Vancouver, and like this is what I'm doing. And so just the fact that you're communicating about it and you're open about it means that you have this desire. And I think that you should totally take it. You know, you're at the time in your life that... it makes a lot of sense to be here, to come, to explore the city and to like grow as a human.
You should read this book called Sweet Bitter.
No, stop reading fucking books.
Sweet Bitter is a fun book.
I mean, it's like not a light self-help book. It's like a fun,
About a woman that comes and works at a restaurant.
Yeah. So when I moved to New York, I had the same feeling that this, I wish I would have wrote this fucking book. It's a beautiful book, but, you should read it because it really makes you feel like what it's like to be in New York, minus like the drugs. Okay.
So we all agree.
Don't do drugs.
You should come to
New York. Yeah, come to New York, but come for you. Again, come for you. If it's what you want to do, come for you.
Guess what? If you break up with your boyfriend,
you'll be fine because you'll meet someone else.
Yeah, look at us. We're all completely fine.
Yeah, we're all great.
We're all great and we love dating. Okay. This next question is help me get my swag on.
Ooh, I love swagger.
Okay, we have a 22-year-old
swag.
Beautiful listener. Who wrote to us that she feels nervous when she talks to people. She feels intimidated, whether it's like at class, at the gym. She says that she has a really hard time like keeping up conversations. And it basically, you know, leads her to a place where she kind of has like a lot of acquaintances instead of friends. And it really manifests when she's talking to guys she likes. She wants to know what are... best tips at conquering social awkwardness are, and how does she become more approachable to guys that she likes?
Swag.
So here's my thing.
Swag.
I would say smile. Remember, I told you guys this. You have to have an open smile because that makes you more approachable.
I agree. Smiling does make you approachable.
It really does. I was talking to this like woman the other day, and she's in my soul cycle class named Annie. Shout out to Annie. And she was like, telling me that like all you have to do to attract attention from like someone from, you know, like sexual attention is to just like smile
and
be
like,
and like look around and just be like available. And honestly, it works. I swear.
Smile, have you radiate put this into smile.
Practice? Yeah. Are because like if you smile, people are confused.
Jilly, you're walking around the street smiling.
Okay, not on the street, but I have to be in the mode. When I'm in the mode to meet someone,
you'll smile.
I'll smile. And honestly, if you walk around smiling, just look at the way that people react to you. They're confused because everyone's like depressed or like on their iPhone.
Right.
If you're just smiling, people are like, what the fuck? Like, I need to get on that girl's level.
It's your best accessory.
It is. Even my rabbi told me this once when I was on the subway that if I looked sad, no one was going to speak to me.
I mean, there is a truth to that. So between my rabbi
and Annie at SoulCycle, I've honestly decided that smiling is the best way to be approached.
I think growing up, my rabbi said the same thing to me too.
If you look depressed on the subway, no one's going to talk to you.
Well, we had I think that smiling is great, but I think that in terms of like what you should do to make yourself feel comfortable, like talking to people and like how to keep conversations going. I think, you know, conversating doesn't come so naturally to everyone. Like it doesn't come
super natural to me with strangers.
No, it's hard.
I love yammering with strangers. I love talking to strangers.
She also mentioned that she's never had a boyfriend. And I also would like to say is, yeah, don't let that sort of like be a crutch on your shoulder where you're like, I've never had a boyfriend, so I don't have this or blah, blah, blah. Just try to ignore that.
Also, just like, who cares? Boyfriends are so fucking overrated. I'm so sick of this, but then also it's really nice to be in love.
I didn't have a boyfriend, my first boyfriend, until I was 23.
Yeah.
And look at me now, honestly.
You know, the thing is,
I can laugh at myself. No, but I don't think it matters that you haven't had a boyfriend yet. Honestly, I think that you kind of just have to be stopped. It sounds like you're being very hard on yourself.
Yeah, I think you need to stop being so hard on yourself. And also, I think a good way to like start entering into getting more swag, go on some friend dates. Go on some dates with your friends.
Also, one of the things that I have started to do, well, not started, I've been doing it for a while, because I either find myself on the opposite ends of the spectrum. I either like really hit it off and it's great with someone, or I'm painfully socially awkward.
Right.
And I find that if I address my social awkwardness, like in a conversation, that is helpful to sort of like break the ice, because it turns out most people feel socially awkward. And if you can sort of get on that same level of like,
then you guys are just like on the same page.
Then you're kind of on the same page. And then I also find that if you share something about yourself that is like meaningful to you, about like what you're dealing with or what you're going through, without going overboard, you know, it's not like, oh my God, like, you know, I had my abortion this morning kind of a thing.
Not like me where I'm like, my mom's dead in the first like 2 minutes of talking to me.
You know, you can say like, I'm like having a really difficult week because of work and this is happening to me. Like if you share something meaningful about yourself with someone, it automatically enables them to feel more comfortable and to want to reciprocate, and you can create a stronger bond sort of like out of the gate.
Those are beautiful tips.
Those are beautiful tips.
Thanks. Agree.
I think
this
you're going to be
from
fun.
A socially awkward person.
No, but I think that that's important because you understand how she's feeling. And I think that you're going to get that. You're going to be.
I totally get it. For years, I'm the one in the corner of the party, like by myself, yeah, or like following my friends around because I like don't have anyone to talk to.
I hear you.
I'm just the creep smiling.
I'm just the girl that's like too loud and won't shut the fuck up.
All right, our next question.
All along the spectrum, we are.
This one doesn't have a crazy title.
What is it?
Hooked up with my friend's brother.
Oh, done that.
So,
I have done that.
This lovely listener had a mutual breakup with a guy she'd been dating for 3 years about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, damn.
Her best friend invited her to hang out with her family the past weekend as like a pick-me-up. Her brother had just broken up with his girlfriend that morning.
Oh, God.
And the girl was like, didn't want to go out. And so the brother took the friend out. And they were not allowed to hook up with each other, according to the friend. So, of course, they hook up with each other. Now she's apologized to her friend. Her friend said she didn't want to talk about it. Her friend's ignoring her. And this is her best friend. So she's like, what do I do?
Stop fucking your friend's brother?
Yeah.
Do you think it's that big of a deal?
Look, I think if the friend is making it that big of a deal.
I've never had a brother that anyone wants, because he's younger.
Here's the thing. If the friend is making it that big of a deal, clearly it's a big deal to her. Yeah. And unless you're like dead ass in love with her brother, which like you're probably not, because you just got out of a relationship 2 weeks ago.
And he just dumped his girlfriend that morning.
Yeah. Like this sounds just like a rebound situation. And I think that what you should do is just reach out to your friend and be like, hey, I'm really sorry I hooked up with your brother. Like we were both rebounding. It won't happen again. I love you. You're the friend that I love.
Yeah. I'm in a really emotionally difficult place right now. And like, I allowed like my like desires and sadness to take over. And like, I'm sorry I disrespected you. That's the thing. She disrespected her friend. Her friend directly asked her not to do something that was really meaningful to her. And she did it anyway.
Yeah, that's very true. I guess you do make a good point. Like if it was true love and you wanted to be with him forever, that's completely different. But for like a hookup, just go hook up with someone else.
Yeah, you don't need to hook up with your friend's brother.
You know, did you see the edge of 17?
It's just kind of gross.
Like I don't want to shame her, you know, because I've hooked up with my friend's brother and it wasn't cool.
I don't think that, there's nothing to like. Yeah.
But I think that when people break up, you're very like emotionally all over the place. And you guys were probably just like on a rebound.
I also don't even know if it's so much like the actual act of hooking up with her brother or the fact that her friend said, don't do it. And then she did it. You know what I mean? Like, I think that if her friend didn't
say that.
Wait,
so the friend said, don't do it before she did it. And then she did it.
Yes.
The best friend told the brother and the friend that they weren't allowed to hook up with each other.
Again, though, after the fact.
No, before.
Before.
Oh, doggy, you owe your friend a huge apology.
Here's the thing. That's what I mean. I don't even think it's about the fact that like you hooked up with like someone. I think it's about the fact that she asked you not to and you did it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, again, unless you guys are like hardcore in love, I just think that you look, at the end of the day, you did what you did. She's pissed. You just need to apologize. Earnestly apologize.
She did. She said she's already done it and the friend's ignoring her stuff.
Okay, so then that's on, so then the friend, let but your look, friend ignore we all you do and then
things,
she'll come around.
We all do things that, like, you know, we've all probably been in a situation, not maybe exactly like this, but something like this has happened, and all you can do is apologize and, you know, still be there when she's ready to talk to you, and that's all you can do.
Yeah. And also, don't kill yourself over it.
Yeah, it's human nature to fuck up. Like, we are not perfect creatures. Humans, like, are not built to, you know, be 10s out of 10s all the time. And, you know, like, I understand, like, sometimes when your badge takes over, like, I get it.
But I do too.
You did fuck up.
Yeah, and just look, you apologize. I think you fucked up. You apologize though, and just like wait for your friend. I mean, look, you apologize, you wait for your friend, see what happens. She's not going to stay mad at you forever. And don't be too hard on yourself. Don't like kill yourself over it.
I think that's actually the theme of these questions today, is don't be so hard on yourself, everyone.
Yeah, life is so short. I think
women do that too much, and they put too much pressure on
everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, those are our questions.
Was that it?
Yeah. Does anyone
have any questions for, do you guys have any questions?
So many questions. Let's sexplore.
I haven't done this in a while.
My favorite time of the episode when we talk about
your favorite time of
the year. My favorite topic.
This is your favorite 15 minutes.
This is also, I would say, like to say October's my favorite month. Libras, my Librans.
Yep.
Lo, Blair, my mom, three of my favorite Librans. Anyway.
October does nothing for me.
I love October. It's my favorite month.
I love this time of year.
October is my October, November fave months. I hate December, January, February.
I'm into February.
February is like a dawn of a new time, but it's so fucking cold.
True, but it feels like I could have an old fashioned and like a faux fur coat.
You know what month I hate? You know what my least favorite month is?
January.
March.
Oh, I hate March.
Why? Because March is a cock tease. March is like, it's spring. And then it's like, JK, still snowing. And you're like, fuck, I wanted to wear my spring look.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, you guys, I have a few topics that I want to discuss.
Let's hear them.
So, sometimes I either am like horny, like I'm like a 13-year-old boy, or I'm just legitimately not horny at all, which I think is very normal. I think a lot of people feel that way. But I know these girls, and they have this company called Quimrock, which is like cannabis infused, like sex oils that like really get your vag like excited and tingly. And it gets a lot of blood flowing down there. It's actually amazing what they did. They started this for women that were, I mean, all kinds of women. Women that were, like, going through, like, treatment that, like, can't have sex. Or, like, it really started with the goal to, like, help women that were going through something. Like, a really specific issue. Yeah, because
sometimes if you're on specific medicine,
you don't have a libido and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And they infuse their oils with, like, tea tree oils, too. So it's also, like, you know, it's, like, clean and it's, like, has natural, like, I don't want to say antiseptic because that sounds gross, but it has like natural, like clean, whatever. And I used some of their oils and it made me horny.
Really?
I'm afraid to
think it was a placebo effect, or do you think it really worked?
No, you like feel your vagina like get
engorged, like, with blood.
Yeah,
I was going to say, do you feel like if you like overstimulate something by using something, then you're never going to get like the natural feeling back?
What? No.
Like, you know, people that like watch too much porn, or like they like do like too much freaky shit, they're oversensitized, and then it's like harder to have an orgasm or to have sex because then you're like, oh, I'm only going to have like the best if I use this thing. Like, remember when Charlotte was addicted to the vibrating bunny?
Yeah, but no, it's not like that. I think like this is like a real tool that can be like helpful to women.
For sure. That, like, but I just mean, if you have a normal, whatever, libido, and you're not taking medicine or going through treatment or whatever.
Oh, well, then it's just like a fun thing to use.
But you're not afraid that it's going to, like, you know,
no, because it's not like you're on, like, it's not like you're on, like, Molly, like, fucking, and your serotonin levels are, like, out of control. It literally, you just have this feeling. I will give you guys some of my samples. You just have this feeling that, like,
tingly,
and, like, it makes your, like, vagina, like, makes blood flow to your vagina, which, like, half the time.
Does it get you high?
No.
No.
How? I don't think something can't go from your.
Yes, it can.
Yeah, it can, because it's vagina enters your bloodstream.
Your skin is like so absorbent. It like anything that you put on your skin immediately gets into your bloodstream.
But no, it does not get you high.
Okay, good, because I hate being high.
No, no, no. It has like no. It gets your pussy high.
Cool.
But it doesn't get your brain
can
high.
Can men use it?
No, it's for women.
But if they put their dick inside you, then they're touching it.
Yeah, and that's fine. But like the goal is to like help women get horny.
I understand. Yeah.
But it's really cool. It's called Quimrock, if you guys want to check it out.
Interesting.
Cool.
They're just like cool chicks.
What do you think about like VR?
Virtual reality? We've talked about virtual realities.
Like virtual porn. Reality sex time? Yeah. Sex stuff?
I think is like getting so crazy.
Have you guys seen that episode of Black Mirror in the
Can't
first
we just have
season?
Normal sex?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, people are so, we have so much shit, like screens and shit.
We can't have normal relationships because all we do is text.
We're all doomed.
We're all
fucked. Is that the mood
today?
We're
actually fucking ourselves instead of getting fucked.
Well, you guys, I don't think we're all doomed because here we are having a conversation together in real life. And you know what people are doing? Putting on their headphones, listening to the conversation.
That's true.
And thus engaging in the conversation.
You know what we also should say?
What?
That you might be able to actually see us in person.
Oh yeah, you guys, we're doing a live show.
We are.
That is
our second live show.
Our second live show.
November 12th at 4 p.m.
It's a part of the New York Comedy Festival.
We've really made it because we're comedians.
And 4 we'll p.m. Does that mean it's like a Saturday or a Sunday?
It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday. It's
like
a
we
Sunday
hope you brunch. Can make it, Lo.
We'll be there.
And it's going to be really cool. We will, when we have the ticket link, we'll pop the ticket link up on our Instagram and on our Facebook, and we'll link it on our website if we can ever figure out how to work our website.
Yeah. And also, we're going to be posting about donating to Puerto Rico today as well.
Yes.
And all week. So hopefully you guys can spare some change.
And I think our Lady Lovin' this week should be the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Yes, it should be. Carmen Yulin Cruz.
Shouts to Carmen.
I hope I pronounced that right. I'm very sorry, everyone. I don't know how to pronounce.
I think it sounded good. It sounded good. Oh, I mean,
yeah, we love you. Thank you for standing up.
I mean, thank you for
showing up
and helping the people of Puerto Rico
a
and
brave
being a
leader,
a good mayor.
Yeah, by the way, for everyone that doesn't know, Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, folks.
Yes.
Like, it's not just.
And you can't just like reap the benefits of going there for vacation. You also need to help them out when they're not doing, you know, when they're literally are losing their island.
Cool.
Well, today was an uplifting episode.
You know what, you guys? We're just, it's more that we have.
We're over it.
We have a sarcastic way of, I have a sarcastic way of dealing with shit. So that's where this vibe comes from.
Yes.
All we're right. over it this week, guys.
Also,
thanks for listening.
I would also like to say one other fact.
Oh, okay. What? Continues on.
Did you guys watch Curb Your Enthusiasm last night?
No. I did.
Larry in the shower.
I know. I was like, could
shower
not believe I was
Larry.
Seeing, like,
I was
seeing
like,
his
what?
Nipples was crazy.
I know. I had to just talk about
we'll
that.
We'll talk about it next week.
We really should
we'll
talk about Larry David's nipples.
Yeah, we can talk about it next
yeah.
week.
Okay, perfect. That'll okay. You guys stay tuned because
stay
that'll
tuned.
Be a big episode.
We have a lot of thoughts.
A lot of.
Next week on Lady Love.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.